Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Stolen items were recovered as detectives from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented policing unit responded to a neighborhood complaint in a 2500 block of Union Street. The complaint alleged excessive foot and vehicle traffic coming from an apartment located in the alley. Detectives contacted a woman living in the apartment. She advised them that one of the suspects living with her was Edward Charles Vercoe. He's on active parole and authorities are actively looking for him. The reason why is during the search, detectives located half a gram of heroin and a Sony HD video camera they believe was related to a weekend burglary of News Channel 3. Employees from Channel 3 were contacted and responded to the scene, where they positively identified the Sony camera and related cables. Employees stated that there are additional cameras and equipment outstanding. And with information regarding Vercoe's whereabouts, can contact the Eureka Police Department. The Board of Supervisors heard a presentation from Dr. Donald Baird, public health officer for the county. Dr. Baird outlined the impacts of climate change on public health, pointing out the effects that extreme heat in the summer, warmer winters, heavier rains, and more severe storm systems have on human health. At yesterday's meeting, Dr. Baird also spoke to the effects drought has on our food supply, the effects of pollution in the air, and how it enters our food and water supplies, along with other factors directly tied to climate change. Dr. Baird also pointed to some solutions, such as using more renewable and alternative energy sources and making our buildings and infrastructure more energy efficient. Nancy Stark, the legislative analyst for Health and Human Services, then made a presentation to the board regarding the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and its impact on county health services. Following that presentation, Nancy Stark, the legislative analyst for Health and Human Services, then made a presentation to the board regarding the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and its impact on county health services. These local briefings are aimed to help the local government prepare for what's coming from the state. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
While local officials study the effects of health care costs, the state legislature, with the support of Governor Brown, is preparing for the implementation of the Affordable Care Act next year. Assembly Speaker John Perez announced legislation to build on the state's progress implementing the ACA, which will expand access to Medi-Cal and at the same time reduce the costs for those already insured.
For those of us who are currently privately insured, a percentage of our premiums really does go to make the health system whole for uninsured individuals that come and get emergency care and others. So as you decrease the number of uninsured individuals, move 1 million people into coverage, that will decrease some of those other cost pressures on the market-based health insurance plans as well.
Perez's bill will also create the nation's first health care exchange at no cost to the state.
This legislation is 100% covered by the federal government for the first 3 years. As you wind down after those first 3 years, 90% of the costs are borne by the federal government.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, who takes his turn wielding the gavel as chair of the Board of Supervisors for the next year, spoke about the teamwork displayed by rural counties along the North Coast when it comes to securing funding from Sacramento. Sundberg pointed out that former Supervisor Jimmy Smith was a key member of the seven counties and how he is building on Smith's previous work when it comes to water projects.
The North Coast Integrated Regional Water Management Plan, otherwise known as the Seven Counties. So it's from Marin County all the way up to Del Norte County. We all banded together. The basic thing of what we do is we take projects for, you know, water and wastewater projects and restoration projects.
Sundberg went on to say,
so now with all seven counties banded together, we can compete for projects with LA County, no problem. And it's been really successful, and we actually approved $5.1 million in projects. Everything from water tanks in West Haven, where there's no matching funds, so the whole thing's going to pay for water tanks for them. I think it was $300,000+, to projects in Sonoma County for, you know, wastewater treatment.
By working together, the seven counties greatly magnify their impact in Sacramento. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.